So let's dive deep. Let's do it. The only thing I know is that I don't know anything. Are you really ready to look at yourself? You are seen, you are heard, you are loved. Cut all that out. Just say the deep dive with Adam Roa. I don't like any of that.
The Deep Dive with Adam Roa.
What's up, deep divers? My name is Adam Roa. You're listening to another Deep Dive Musing. Thank you very much for tuning in today. This is going to be a short one because rather than dive into any particular concept and just kind of explore my brain here, I just want to give you some motivation. I just want to give you some inspiration that I just received by sheer luck, coincidence, you know, synchronicity. I originally wanted to do a musing on something else. And as I was leaving the grocery store with my dinner this evening, I encountered a gentleman who had some sort of what I imagine either to be a birth defect or a, I don't even know, defect sounds wrong. So I'm not sure if that's politically correct anymore, but some sort of issue from birth, or he was in some sort of accident. But essentially his left leg didn't look like it bent at the knee. I'm not sure if his hip really worked. So imagine just like a straight left leg that was kind of just dragging. So he would move with his right leg, take a step with his right leg and kind of drag his left foot and still be able to put some weight off of it and take another step with his right leg and then drag his left foot. And what I saw this gentleman doing was he was returning his grocery cart from the parking lot after unloading his groceries. And he was bringing it back to the doors where they keep the rest of the shopping carts. And I was watching this, and when I looked around, I could see other shopping carts that were still in the parking lot that were left. I feel like we've all probably done this at some point where we just didn't want to return the cart or didn't know where it was going to go or whatever, and just found a nearby spot and left the cart there. I know friends who have actually said, well, there are people who work for the grocery store who get paid to come and collect all the carts. So that's their job. And here's the thing. Yes, it's their job. But if you go into a restaurant, if you go into a place that's not, let's say, a traditional sit down, but just like a Chipotle style, right? If you go into a restaurant like that, do you leave all of your trash on the table, or do you take it and throw it away and set the red basket up on the thing where the rest of the red baskets go before you leave? And yes, there may be some stuff on the table. There may be some food particles and stuff, and you don't have to go so far as wiping it down maybe, but do you at least make an effort to make someone else's job easier? That's the way that I see the shopping cart thing. And I know that I have been that person at various times who has left the shopping cart in the parking lot instead of walking it all the way back, especially if I've parked far away, walking it all the way back. And yet here was this gentleman who walking required considerable amounts of energy relative to what it takes for me to walk. It was the speed at which he was moving was significantly slower. The effort it seemed to take was significantly more. And so what excuse do I have not to return the cart? What's the reason I'm giving for why that's not something that I want to do? If I'm honest with myself, it's not because I don't think it would be a nice thing to do. Whenever I've done that, it's been because I've felt lazy. Felt like I just don't want to. And so that really got me thinking. It inspired me, it motivated me, because no matter what it is, if I want to make someone else's life a little bit better, if I want to make my own life a little bit more enjoyable in some way, shape, or form, there is absolutely no reason why I can't do that for myself. The reason I can't take action upon that. There are so many examples in our life, in the world around us, there are so many examples of people who are doing the things that we aspire to, having overcome even greater obstacles than we have. There are people who run marathons with one leg, with artificial limbs. There are people who work three jobs while going to school. There are people who raise kids by themselves. There are people who grow up without a mom and a dad. There are people who are doing incredible things in the world with obstacles and perceived limitations of all the reasons why they could say, I don't want to do this. It's too hard. It's not fair. And this little moment in a parking lot tonight, seeing this gentleman make the effort to make someone else's life a little bit better by not forcing them to clean up his cart, by not forcing someone to have to move his cart to park their car, just by being a little bit more respectful and omni-considerate. The effort it took him to do that is greater than the effort it would take me to do that. So I have no excuse. It's about getting really honest with ourselves. So if I don't want to do that, it's about being honest and saying, you know what? I am choosing to have someone else have to clean up after me. If I don't want to run the marathon, say, I am choosing to give up on this goal. Because while it may not be about whether I do it or not, and by the way, the marathon's not something I want to do, it's just an example. But maybe it's starting that business that you've always wanted to start. Being really honest and saying, you know what? I'm choosing to give up on my dream. You see, how much harder is that to swallow? How much harder is it to say, I'm choosing to give up on this dream, as opposed to saying, oh, I don't have the time? Of saying, oh, I don't have the network connections. There are people who are doing it with greater obstacles than you. There is no excuse. You choose it. If you don't want to be contributing to society, if you do not want to be supporting this new paradigm of utopian ideals, if you do not want to be the person who spreads love, awesome. Great, that's a choice that you can make, but make sure you're being really honest in that moment that it's a choice you're choosing. There's no excuse. It's nothing outside of yourself that's making that decision for you. You're making that decision. How differently will we lead our lives when we take complete ownership of that fact? How much more good will we do in the world when we recognize that not doing good is a choice? You are so infinitely capable of doing good. You are infinitely capable of fulfilling your dreams. You can do it. And that's a choice. I encourage you to empower yourself through the choices you're making and just the understanding that it's all a choice. There are no excuses. Excuses are simply covering up the choice that you're making not to do it. And regardless of what you choose, no matter what you decide, in each and every moment, you are seen, you are heard, and you are loved.